Hearts of Resistance by Soraya M. Lane, performed by Elizabeth Nolden. Throughout France, the resistance had been of inestimable value in the campaign. Without their great assistance, the liberation of France would have consumed a much longer time and meant greater losses to ourselves. General Eisenhower, U.S. leader of the Allied invasion into France. Prologue, France, 1944.
Run!
Rose hissed as the deafening bang of the explosion fired behind them. Sophia gasped as Hazel roughly snatched her hand, pulling her along. She stifled a scream as her ankle collapsed, twisting on something that snared from the ground, but she didn't slow down. They had to move fast. They were surrounded by the enemy. If they didn't find their way to safety soon, they were as good as dead.
"It'll take time for them to regroup," Sophia managed, panting as she whispered. "We'll be gone before they even start searching for us."
The silence from the other two women told her they weren't so optimistic, but Sophia refused to be anything other than certain of their survival. She'd faced worse odds before, they all had, and there was a reason they were all still alive when so many others weren't. They'd have dogs sent to find them soon, though, men scouring every blade of grass for them, so they didn't have long.
"Hazel, no!"
screamed Rose, leaping in front of Sophia and pushing her back. The Nazi had appeared from nowhere, pistol raised, the barrel pointed skyward now, as Rose fought against him, pushing him away. As Sophia staggered to her feet, the gun went off, the blast making her ears ring, making everything silent around her as she watched Hazel move behind the soldier. The silver of Hazel's blade shone brightly. They talked about death, about whether they were capable of killing a man with their bare hands the way they'd been trained to. Sophia swallowed the bile rising in her throat as she watched Hazel's hand tremble. It was kill or be killed.